Amen.
Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of John in the 10th chapter, beginning at the 11th verse. And this is a very familiar text to you, and let us take it to our comfort this day. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. Again, the Jews were divided because of these words, and many of them were saying, He has a demon and is out of his mind. Why listen to him? But others were saying, these are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? O good and gracious God, be with us now as we read, study, and seek to follow this portion of your holy word. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter, and as is appropriate during the last 3 weeks, we've concentrated on the words of the risen Christ. To the women at the tomb, to the disciples, to Thomas, to two traveling on the road to Emmaus on that day of resurrection. And we have heard his greeting of peace, his injunction not to be afraid, and his admonition to ease on down the road, to head for Galilee and to put our fingers in the wounds of a weary world. Finally, we learn that if we move beyond our sadness and sit at table with him, our eyes will be open and that we will see him anew. And in all this time, we have been focused on what Jesus is saying to us and what he calls us to do and to be. This morning, I wonder if we want to focus, and the text has us focus, on Jesus' own self-understanding. Who did he think he was? What was he thinking? Did he think of himself as a revolutionary, as a rabbi, as a messiah, as a teacher, as a healer, a prophet, or a king? This text in John's gospel records Jesus using the strong image of a good shepherd as his best definition late in his ministry of how he understood himself and his ministry. He declares, I am the good shepherd, which is all well and good, except those of us residing in central Jersey know very little of shepherds, do we? I live in Brick, and I have never lived further away from Times Square than I do right now. So we're not a very agrarian people. But 20 years ago, when I was working for the National Council of Churches, we had a project in Wyoming. And I was sent to Wyoming to look in on that project. And I was hosted by some Presbyterians who were sheep ranchers. Now, I don't know whether they were making fun of a city slicker or whether they thought it would be a treat for me, but they invited me to go with them early in the morning to move a great flock of sheep from one field to another. Now, Nature Girl Lindner probably would not have chosen that as my favorite activity, but I was invited and I was a guest, so I went. Fortunately, the horse I was riding seemed to know exactly what he was supposed to do, so I didn't have to steer him or give instruction. But I learned a lot about sheep that day. And maybe you know this. First of all, sheep are kind of knock-kneed. They're also a little cross-eyed. And frankly, they don't seem too smart to me. But as we rode out, I guess I had seen one too many old westerns, because somehow I had the idea that there would be whooping cowboys, cracking whips, barking dogs, and that we would all move these sheep. What I learned is that cattle are led from behind. They're driven from behind, and they run in fear. But sheep aren't like that. Sheep are led from in front, and they walk in trust. Jesus knew that about sheep when he used this image. Sheep are those who walk in trust. Jesus also knew the image of the Good Shepherd because it is prominent in Hebrew literature. Of course, in the 23rd Psalm that Lisa read this morning, a psalm attributed to David, written by a shepherd out in a field, one who cared for his sheep. And so he writes those words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." This was an image in Jesus' mind, and of course the shepherd boy David became the great king. But others in the ancient Near East also used the image of a shepherd as a king. Hammurabi, after writing his great law, closes his long document with the image of himself as a king of justice. That psalm, written 1,000 years before Jesus' birth, undoubtedly well known to him. So his self-understanding is as a shepherd. And in this extended text in John, he expounds on what that means in a couple of important ways. He says, "My sheep know my voice." And I hope that's true of all of us as the Lord's sheep. We can hear the Lord's voice in the din and clangor and confusing crosstalk of the modern world. We will listen for the voice of Jesus. In our anxiety, in the terrible present moment, we will listen and hear his voice. We are his flock, and it is to his voice that we respond, not to false voices that would pull us this way or that, but only to the voice of the shepherd we know. Second, Jesus says, "I have other sheep." What a remarkable thing to say. We all tend to think of the church. When we think of the church, we think of this band that's on this call today. Maybe we think of the Presbyterians, or maybe we think of Christians. Jesus says, "I have other sheep, and I look forward to that kingdom of God where all God's children will be in a single flock. I find in that a courageous witness. We are all one flock today, you can be sure. We are one global flock with a terrible virus, and it makes no distinctions between Buddhists or Italians, Spaniards, or Hindus. We are all one flock. And Jesus speaks of all created order as that flock in the midst of a global pandemic. We see his point and await the day that it shall be true. Third, he says, I lay down my life for my sheep. I'm not like the hired hand. The hired hand is going to cut and run when the wolf comes. But not me. I'm going to stay. It's volitional. I want to care for my sheep. The watchword here is love. Not ownership, not salary, but love. When trouble comes, others will flee. Jesus is not bound by law or tradition and not by ownership, but by love. Earlier in his gospel, John expresses that in those words that we know so well. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. So as we ponder Jesus' self-understanding on this fourth Sunday of Easter, he was embracing that image of a good shepherd, the good shepherd who protects, who strengthens, whose voice of gentleness allows us to walk in trust, to follow in trust. For Jesus, the lines of poetry of that lonely shepherd writing the psalm speak well. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, want has two kind of nuances. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want for food or clothing or shelter or friendship or love or affirmation. I will not want. I have what I need. But there's another nuance to that meaning of want. The Lord is my shepherd. I could want for nothing more. I could not wish or think of anything that would be more wonderful. Now that's an Easter message. The 23rd Psalm that Lisa read this morning is so very well known to us. Even people that know very little scripture know this piece of scripture. We hear it often in hymns and psalms, but we also hear it at the time of death. And especially in an earlier era, it was one of the scripture texts that children memorized. And in my first congregation, we had a Sunday school pageant, and there was a little girl who was a special education student, and she had practiced very hard, and she knew, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that was her part. But the day came, and she choked. She just couldn't do it. And the teachers and the Sunday school superintendent, the Lord is, but she just couldn't do it. No words would come out. But that girl was well known to all of us. She was kind to everyone, and she was especially nice to the little children, the babies and toddlers in the congregation. And finally, one of the old grand dames of the congregation said, it's all right. It's nice to know the psalm, but it's more important to know the shepherd. She knows the shepherd. Let it be that way with us. Let us know the shepherd anew as we come to the table, as we celebrate the meal prepared for us by our Lord. Let us hear his voice above all the conflicting voices of the age. So be it. Hallelujah. Amen.